Tuesday night, Lamed Sivan, first day was Chodesh Tammuz, Chodesh Halvavus here, we're in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, where the Chodesh Halvavus gives you a list of 30 things to think about, and we're almost halfway through, almost, and that's what Cheshbon HaNefesh means to the Chodesh Halvavus, things he's supposed to, he wants you to think about. And we're in the middle of number 14, and we're on page Reish Nun Dalet. And he said a very interesting idea here, number 14. He says, you should think about when you find yourself having the emotion of feeling friendly to someone, liking someone, feeling kindly towards someone, being positive about someone, and you realize that it is a reciprocal feeling because that person treats you a certain way, right? And that's the normal, that's the nature of people. It brings down a pasuk in Mishlei, kemar panim upon him, in the water, kemar panim b'mayim, that it's smiling back at you. And use that dynamic, think about it, and realize that that's what should be going on about Hashem. And he says, you know something, he says, again, like, you know, we don't talk about this much, but the Chavis HaLodah says, maybe we should think about this. You know, there are psukim that declare that Hashem loves us. And he brings down the psukim. We're not going to go over it. We learned that in the previous nights. But there's a pasuk of Avas Hashem Eschem, Choshek Hashem Bochem. And so Hashem is informing us of the love he has for us. So we should... We should naturally reciprocate with a love towards him, because that's really the nature, that's human nature, that if someone expresses their love for you, and then not only expresses their love for you but does you favors, and not only does their love for you and does you favors, but they're very, very chush of their, like, the, when I was in America, we used to say the president, but here you say the president, like, and now even in America you say the president, you feel that way. But he's a chush of a person, the president of General Motors, and he takes and he likes you, and he does you favors, and he gives you family jobs. So certainly, like, you, so Hashem, that's what we should feel. And his main point is, I mean, his, like, the thrust of what he wants you to wake up and think about and realize is that there are psukim that describe Hashem's love for us, and we have to realize he really, I mean, he talks about this throughout the Sefer. He talked about it in Shara Bitachon, when he talked about in Perek Beis the seven things that allow you to have Bitachon in someone, so number, and how all those seven things are present in Hashem. So he, number one was that the person loves you and cares about you and wants what's best for you, etc., etc., etc. And, you know, but you have to feel it. And if you feel it, you'll love Hashem back, and you'll be able to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Hashem. And then at the end he says, the last few lines of that, of Reish Nun Dalet, the last few lines before the new paragraph starts, he says, if you look at history, you see how he loves Klal Yisrael. Look how he survived, and the psukim all came true, that Vav Kam Zos, Biyosom Beretzoy Vehem, Loi Ma'astim, Loi Ga'altim, Lahofer Brisa Itam, and all this came true. And at the last pasuk he quoted, Ki Avodim Anachnu Ubabduseinu Lo Azavunu Elokeinu, we were messed up, and Hashem, you know, Chavis HaLodah points out somewhere in a sefer, I forgot where, I don't know exactly where, that the truth is in Golos. You know, we think of Golos, we think of oppressions, we think of being chased out of countries, we think of the Holocaust, we think of the Inquisition, that's what we think of. But the truth is that, and that's true, but and the Cossacks, you know, but for most of the, like, when we were in Golos, Yidden almost always, maybe even always, had a higher standard of living than the Goyim, than their equivalent Goyim. Not saying that a higher standard of living than the governor and the owner of all their lands, but that, you know, whenever it was the equivalent, they always had a much higher standard of living, much higher literacy rate, that we know, because it was Kamada It's like 100% literacy rate, except for the women. Okay, but they weren't literate at all until the 1900s. But there was like 100% literacy rate. The Goyim were illiterate. The Goyim came home drunk every day and beat their wives. And the Yidden had normal lives. The cleanliness was no dimyon, because the Jews always washing his hands and always keeping clean. And the women are always washing themselves. And the Goyim were filthy. And they always had a higher standard of living. Not, you know, a higher standard of living. So the Golos, Hashem did take care of us in the Golos. And Allah Kol, right? There's no more Babylonians, there's no more Greece, there's no more nothing, and we're still around to tell the tale. So that's what he said in the first part. And now we'll continue a little, even though it's late. We'll start the new paragraph on page Reishon and Dalet. But his point is that this is a way to develop Avos Hashem. That you have to think about it and allow your natural reciprocal, a person is wired. That's what Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei. A person is wired to feel, to reciprocate in the feelings towards someone that cares about him, that likes him, etc. It's not always 100% true, but it's an abnormality. In other words, it's an abnormality, and usually many times there's a reason for the abnormality. Let's say we give our kids everything, and so, you know, there's a kid that, you know, rebels, and I hate you, you know, so it's an abnormality. So either he hates, something's wrong with the wiring, you know, he hates when they gave him too much, when they spoiled him, and he ended up resenting that because he doesn't feel like a mensch. Whatever. Okay, we're not going to go into now all these inyanim. But he believes in this very much, to the degree that he holds. I told you, because the lovers hold that the way to resolve an issue you have with a neighbor or somebody is to take him out to eat, be his friend, buy him a present. Everybody smiles when they hear that, and they don't believe it. But the lover says it, and it's, if you try it, it's going to work. Maybe it'll take a half a year. Maybe it'll take a half a year, or maybe he'll be suspicious at first. But, okay, umi ashlamas inyan zeh, and to finish up, you have to go. Safra's there, so go. Let's learn a little more, just so it shouldn't be always just repeating. Umi ashlamas inyan zeh, haray mani adu etzleinu. Let's say your people's fathers, I know my father came over from Europe, so like, with nothing, right? So someone took him in. Someone was like a friend of my father's. Someone took him in and helped him find a job, helped him find an apartment, read him a shidduch. So I will feel this reciprocatory feeling that we talk about, I will feel towards someone that helped my father as well. That's also in the human condition. If I know someone took care of my father and was my father's friend, and now he comes and he's down on his luck and he's 87 years old, I'll be makatov. I'll help him. So he says, "Kimisha yareya la'avosenu v'yodid l'kadmonenu." Right? Especially as you think about the Holocaust, how many people needed some real help when they came over. Chayovim onu lizker lozos. We have to remember this. The lechavdo v'lizorbo. You know, be careful. Uliyshayitzimo. Ka'omro. It's a pasuk in Mishnah. Reacho v'reya avichal tazov. And now he says Hashem is the same way, which we don't think about enough. We'll stop here. I'm saying, we don't think about it enough. He's like, Hashem took care of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hashem, like, mamish took care of them. Like, and they're avoseinu. So, how I will feel about someone that took care of my father when he came over from Europe, so Koshkin had to think about Hashem and, like, took care of all my forefathers. Okay.